Hey, this is 1-2-2024 chart review, Texas Emergency Hospital, Dr. O-G-U-N, as in Nancy, L-E-Y-E. First patient, RB, 39-year-old lady with jaw pain, chest pain. She took Amoxil for toothache, developed a chest pain. Her white count was 2,000. CBC negative, cardiac workup. BNP, D-dimer, chest x-ray, EKG were all negative. The doctor switched her to clindamycin and naproxen. Patient's voicemail is not set up. The workup was complete. Since she was under 40, I guess the cardiologist wasn't called. Next patient is JD. He's a 42-year-old with back pain. He had with the lady with back pain, dysuria, white count 10,000. Urinalysis, CBC, CMP, CT negative. Sent home with naproxen and Bentyl. Was very appreciative of the doctor, but she said when she came back the next day to ask about a clarification on her discharge summary, Dr. Hemeke, H-E-M-M-E-K-E, actually came out of the ER and talked to her for 15 minutes, and she was really impressed with Dr. Hemeke. Thank you. Next patient is A.C. is a 54-year-old man with cough, fever, body ache, dizziness, diagnosed with flu A. Dr. O said that he was 14 days old, but he had 102 temperature. He was given Motrin and Tylenol, treated with Bromfet and Albuterol. He was upset that he didn't receive Tamiflu. He's still sick. New paragraph, please consider Tamiflu in patients with 102 temperature, even if symptoms have been more than 4 days old. Tamiflu works quite fast. It's very effective with minimal side effect. And keeps the patient from having to come back to the emergency room. Next patient is JC. He's a 57-year-old male with cough, fever, congestion, flu A positive, chest x-ray negative. Again, given albuterol, Bromfet, no Tamiflu because symptoms were older than 5 days. He's upset that he didn't get the Tamiflu. He's slowly getting better. One of the family members that have gotten the Tamiflu are so much better per patient. Got so much better faster, stated by the patient. Next patient is KR, is a 10-year-old child with headache, cold shivers, fever, vomiting, nausea, swab test negative, UA negative. Sent home with Zofran, no one answered the phone, or the voicemail is not set up. Next patient is AS, is a 3-year-old child with cough, runny nose, fever, flu A positive, given Tamiflu, doing better. Mom was very appreciative. Next patient is XS, 10-month-old child with cough, fever, congestion, runny nose. Swab test showed positive strep, positive flu, treated with Amoxil, Tamiflu. Dad was very impressed with the workup and the treatment. Next patient is DA, 18-year-old with cramps, chills, burning when urinating, CBC, CMP, CT negative, diagnosed with UTI, sent home with naproxen, Zofran, and Bactrim DS. The phone number that was left in the emergency room is non-working. Next patient is JB, is a 33-year-old male with pink eye, given eye drops, doing much better, like everyone at the hospital. Next patient is TW, 25-year-old with a temp of 100.2, body ache, fever, sore throat, diagnosed with strep, given Amoxil, doing better already. Like everyone at the hospital. Next patient is EY, 54-year-old with back pain, low back pain, history herniated disc, was treated with Norflex, Toradol, and dexamethasone. CT showed anterior wedging, consistent with chronic back pain. He said he didn't like the doctor, but when asked why or what the doctor could have done different, he said, I was just in a lot of pain. Apparently, the pain has been present for some time. An MRI was recommended by a radiologist. He's going to see his PCP, get an MRI, and get referral to a pain management physician since he does have a history of HNP. He was sent home with Mobic and Flexeril. Thank you.